This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're on Joy 94.9 with Leo on the Friday morning show. Very nice day in Melbourne. Love this weather. It's fantastic for Midsummer on Sunday. Talking of Midsummer, of course, it kicks off this weekend with Carnival. And over the next few weeks, there's an array of events taking place, including a new production of the musical Rent. The Tony Award-winning musical about a group of young artists in New York is one of this year's highlights on the Midsummer calendar. Joining me from the cast is producer Lee Barker and cast members Melanie Ott and Zulu Khan. Welcome to Joy, guys.
Hello, Leo.
Hi.
How are you?
I am fantastic. Now, thanks for coming in, first of all. Now, the production of Rent is done by a new production company called Next Step Productions.
That's right.
Tell us about the company and its agenda.
So the background on this company is that I know so many ridiculously talented people, as these two girls
yeah,
are sitting
course.
Next to me. And there's so many people that need a leg up and a help and a helping hand. And so I wanted to create something that would be of that professional standard that they could be seen by producers and agents and stuff like that. So it's to help them with that next step.
Now, Lee, you have worked overseas and here in Australia as a choreographer and on stage and television. What have been some of the highlights over the years for yourself?
One of my favourite things that I did is I worked on Thank God You're Here.
And we oh, cool.
Yeah, it was crazy. We had this probably about 20 or 30 different performers, and they were all cheerleaders. And we had to work with Hamish Blake and Angus Sampson and stuff like that. And actually getting those boys to dance was probably the funniest thing I've ever had to do.
So cool. And you also appear in a couple of music videos, don't you?
Yeah.
Ricky Lee.
They're a little bit old now, but yeah.
They're really
Ricky
cute.
Lee's first one, which was Hell No. And yeah. Then Kate Alexa, I got to play her cheating boyfriend. I had to make out with someone for about 3 hours, so that
really
they filmed
cute.
It from every different angle.
There you go. What a job.
Oh, yeah.
Now, guys, I went to the premiere of Grease last Sunday. Now, Manly, I understand that you starred in the world premiere of Grease 2.
That's correct.
Which the movie got panned, but does have a bit of a cult following. So how was that experience for you?
Incredible, actually. There was a bit of uproar at the beginning when promotional shots came out of me and I didn't look anything like Michelle Pfeiffer. There was an uproar because I had long black hair with bangs, and there was a bit of an uproar that she didn't have blonde hair.
Oh, not blonde hair.
No, but when it opened, it was just, it sold out instantly, and there's this cult following that when every song would start, the audience would applaud. So often there wasn't much friends or family out there because all the tickets were sold to cult fans.
Really?
Yeah, it's very strange, but they're out there.
Has the show been taken overseas or
no? But last I heard, apparently it was going to West End. Someone
yeah.
was writing again another Grease 2 in concert, I think, like we did, because we obviously didn't do the musical. We did it in concert,
yeah,
and added about 15 songs to add the storyline around it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what the plan was there, but last I heard, apparently it's a version is going to West End.
Now, Zulu, you yourself have started many productions, including Godspell, West End Story, and your one-woman show, Triage, Nursing Cabaret, which you have taken place in various festivals over the country. Now, there must have been a lot of pressure on you for a one-woman show.
Yeah, just a little bit. It's actually made
everything... What are the challenges for you?
Oh, it's made everything else easier ever since, because I am actually a nurse, so I've just written about me being a triage nurse in an emergency department, and I treat my audience like they are my ED, so I pretty much feel like I'm at work, except I'm able to sing and everyone's
thank God for that
and not telling me to shut up. But yeah, it has been extremely challenging, because I just think to myself, what am I going to do for an hour? How can I keep people entertained by myself for an hour? It's huge. It's a massive challenge.
Because there's no one to sort of rely on. You know, if you stuff up, it's just you. There's no one else out there.
I couldn't
do it. It's well worth seeing. I only saw it a week or two ago, and you are a funny, funny girl.
Oh, thank you.
Now, you're bringing it back, aren't you, Joel?
Yeah, I am actually. I'm doing a cabaret showcase at Chapel Off Chapel just after Rent, because I'm insane.
Back to back.
My special special guest this morning on the Friday Morning Show is the cast from Rent, the new production happening at Chapel of Chapel at the moment. Stick around, guys. We're going to talk more about Rent next.
Yeah.
You're on the Friday Morning Show with Leo on Joy 94.9. My special guests this morning are cast members from the new production musical Rent, part of the Midsummer Festival. Lee, Zuli and Melanie are live with me in the studio. Woo. Now, Rent is a Tony Award-winning musical. For those listening who are not familiar with Rent, Lee, give us a quick rundown on the plot line, on the storyline.
Okay, it's about a group of impoverished artists, I would say. Mm. And it's about their struggles through New York and through life. And with us, we've tried to turn the show a little bit around and we've tried to make it about a show about living, not living with, because AIDS tends to be a protagonist in the show. So we've decided to strip it back and make the show about the relationships and the love. And it's something that I haven't seen people do with this show in a long time.
Yeah.
It's actually warm as opposed to the New York freezing dark feel that a lot of people do. We've actually got a lot of heart in our production.
Because the Rent is pretty full on. You're dealing with like sex, drugs, HIV, AIDS. Now, as a producer of the musical, Lee, what kind of actors were you looking for to play the various roles?
Look, we hand selected our actors for this first production that we wanted to put on, as a security blanket for me, but also in the fact that these are people that I trust with everything. I would let them play any role pretty much, because they are ridiculously talented and come from all walks of life, be it reality TV singers, cabaret singers, musical theatre performers, rock stars. We've actually pulled them all in from everywhere.
Now, Melanie and Zuli, you've both been cast in the production of Rent. Tell us about your characters first, Melanie.
I play Mimi. She is a... how do you describe her? She's living with HIV, but it's not something that is a huge deal for her. It's more so her drug addiction that she struggles with from day to day. And she is one of the leading characters, and they all become quite close friends. And she's also a stripper. So I have a lot of fun.
I have a lot of fun on stage.
Yes, it's every night's just something a little bit different.
Well, the two
different.
Of us get to wear 6-inch heels.
That's right.
Oh, I love it.
I think mine are about 9-inch heels.
Don't fall either. Now, Zuli, what about you, girl?
I'm one of the characters that wears flats.
Yeah.
As much as possible. My character is Joanne, and I am one of the characters that does not have HIV or AIDS. She is a lesbian, and she's also a headstrong lawyer who's in a rather, I wouldn't say volatile relationship, probably just a feisty relationship with Maureen, one of the other characters, and we just belt our tits off.
It's incredible.
We have a really good time.
Now, you guys had your previous show last night.
Yes, we did.
How did it go?
Phenomenal.
Oh my gosh.
Amazing. Like, words can't describe, for me as a producer, actually having that all come together, it was phenomenal. And we had people fly in from South Australia to see it yesterday that had no association to the show at all.
Now, opening night is tonight.
Yes, it is.
And it's sold out here.
Yes.
Fantastic.
That's really scary.
So if you want to get along to see Rent, and I hope you do, it's a great production by Next Step Productions, currently at Chapel of Chapel until 18th of January. To book, go on to chapeloftchapel.com.au or midsummer.org.au. Lee, Zuli and Madeline, thank you so much for coming in, guys.
Thank you. Happy Midsummer.
Yeah.
Happy Midsummer.
Come and see us and say hello.
Yes. And good luck for the rest of the season. And I hope Rent continues.
Thank you.
Same. Thank you.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.